A man who used to be a shoplifter, he wrote a note put it on an envelope, and the note said like this: I've just become a Christian, and I can't sleep at night because I feel guilty. So here's $100 that I owe you. And he sent it to the store. And he wrote a postscript: if I still cannot sleep at night, I will send you the rest. Isn't it awful when we feel guilty because of our sins we committed? It's a really, really horrible feeling. But it is more rewarding to know that if we repent from our sins, that if we confess our sins to God, He promises this: for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds will I remember no more. How does God make this happen, to not remember sins no more? It seems like He mentions in another verse, like He's going to blot out our sins. It's like He has a notebook in His memory where our sins were going to be erased. And now, how is He going to forget our sins when we sometimes cannot even forget them and feel guilty like this shoplifter? We don't know how He does it. But He promises us that He will not hold it against us anymore so far as we repent of our sins, so far as we confess and then possess the blood of Christ when we ask for forgiveness. And then Psalm 103:12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far He has removed our transgressions from us. That is a great feeling to know for sure, that if we repent of our sins and if we feel guilty for anything we did, maybe today, maybe this week, maybe last month, something that is bothering our minds, that won't let us sleep, that hinders us from leading a song, from leading a prayer, from talking to a brother because we know we're in sin, how great a feeling is to know that we can be forgiven. Now, 1 John 1:8 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Every unrighteousness that we can think of, that we may feel guilty of, He will forgive us if we're Christians and if we repent and we confess our sins to God. So the application is for you alone. If there's something private that you need to confess that is hindering you from being to your fullest potential as a Christian, we need you to repent because we need your full potential here at the church. Christ needs your full potential outside of on the world, rather. And so let's seek pardon in this case. Now, it really makes me really wonder how children are more simple when it comes to following instructions, rather. For instance, my son, Josias, we bought him a little bottle of sticky slime that he really wanted to have. And so we told him, Josias, don't sleep. Here's a little bottle. Put it back in the bottle when you go to sleep. Don't go to sleep with it on your hands. Well, at midnight, he comes and wakes me up. Dad, please come help me to collect all the slime back in the little bottle. He had been working on it for maybe 10, 20 minutes on his own. So I came and say, hey, it's too hard for us to work it tonight. Let's just move you to another place and you sleep. And then we'll work in it tomorrow. And then the following day, he felt so guilty because he knew he had disobeyed the instructions we gave him before he went to bed, and that how it turned out to be as we told him it would if he didn't listen to us. And his voice came and his voice broke and he was crying and he was really feeling bad because he disobeyed. And it's really amazing how children are more simple to follow those type of instructions. And it's not a coincidence that God tells us to be like children in the way we think. Because we, as adults, we may rationalize, we may justify everything we do, and we cannot get away with any type of sin. But the application is for us tonight. There's a way we can assist you tonight. If you want to confess your sins publicly, you want to repent publicly, that we may pray for you, please do so if you need to do so. If you need to do it in private, please do so as well. We need you for potential here at the church. And if you're not a Christian, please obey the gospel. If there's any way we can assist you tonight, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.